You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
It is, by anybody's standards, an extraordinary life. Zuzana Rudzinskova survived three concentration camps during the Second World War, including Auschwitz, and persecution by the communists in Czechoslovakia in the years that followed. But despite all that, she went on to become one of the world's leading harpsichordists and the first person to record Bach's complete works for keyboard. Next month, she turns 90, and to mark her birthday, the recordings have been reissued. There will also be a new documentary film about her life. Our arts correspondent Rebecca Jones has been to Prague to meet her.
It's not enough to be extraordinary musician or to have good hands. You have to be crazy. You have to have the feeling that you cannot live without music.
And music, especially the music of Bach, has been the constant in Zuzana Rudzinskova's long and tumultuous life. Born in Czechoslovakia in 1927 to a prosperous Jewish family, she suffered from tuberculosis as a child, but she possessed a precocious musical talent and was due to go to France to study with the world's top harpsichordist.
But, of course, then the Nazis came.
In 1942, you were deported to the Terezin concentration camp. You were 15.
My childhood ended there.
But she says music helped her survive. She wrote down a small piece of Bach's E minor English suite on a scrap of paper when she was moved from Terezin.
I wanted to have a piece of Bach with me as a sort of talisman, as a sort of memory. Because I said, I don't know what's awaiting us.
You were sent to Auschwitz.
Yes.
Were you frightened?
Of course, terribly. Terribly, you know, seeing the gas chambers, the smoke and this every day. I'll never forgive myself that I always went in the evening to my mother and I wept and I said, I want to live, I don't want to die. Poor, poor girl.
She was due to be gassed on the 6th of June 1944, but was saved by D-Day. She then endured forced labour in Germany before being sent to Bergen-Belsen, where she contracted bubonic plague.
I've seen many terrible sights in the last 5 years, but nothing, nothing approaching the dreadful interior of this hut at Belsen. And I had to look hard to see who was alive and who was dead.
It was 100 miracles. It was miraculous that I survived.
So you were lucky?
Lucky, lucky. This is a view from my window. It's why we stayed in this flat, which is actually not too big, but the view makes it twice as big, and you can really see everything from here. All of Prague, it's a little bit misty now, but lots of sun.
Zuzana Rudzinskova finally returned home and practiced the piano for 12 hours a day to make up for lost time. And then, in 1948, the communists took power in Czechoslovakia.
A sense of insecurity pervades the country,
triggering more than 40 years of totalitarian rule.
Here in Prague, it amounts almost to a war psychosis.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't really believe that there was another regime like the Nazis, so cruel, so stupid, so anti-Semitic. I thought, this can't be true.
But against all the odds, Zuzana Rudzinskova went on to forge a distinguished career as a harpsichordist. You stopped performing in public in 2006. Do you still play?
No, I cannot, because my hands are not in order. I have cancer and I had chemo, which makes my hands and my feet not functioning properly.
Looking back on your long and extraordinary life, what are you most proud of?
I'm not proud of anything.
Really?
No.
What do you consider to be your greatest achievement, then?
To have lived until 90.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.